listening to the sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in La Mesa, California. For more information about Shepherd of the Valley, visit our website at svlc.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of each one of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, for you are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Well, we had another great preschool chapel service in here this last week. Your chairs where you're sitting were filled with little children between the ages of 2 and 6. Many of them, and I would venture to almost, I'd say most of them, this is probably the only church they set foot in, and probably the only church experience they ever have. So I take that very seriously, and I want them to know when they're in here that God loves them, and God loves everyone. God loves this whole world, all the creatures. We talk a lot and sing a lot about all the little creatures of the world and how God loves them all. We always have a little acolyte come forward. I have the lighter over here, and we give them a special little cross, and they put that cross on. Every child wants to be the acolyte, but we rotate around, and hopefully they all get a turn to be an acolyte over the course of the year or years. And when they come forward, the teacher helps them. They light all three of these candles up front, and we sing a song while that's happening. And then we say a prayer together, and I've asked them how they like to pray. Do they like to pray like this, or like this, or with their hands open, or maybe their hands folded like this? So they all do a different thing. It's always fun to peek up and see how they're all praying differently, because I think that's a nice image. And then we do a little lesson around a theme. And of course, this week, the theme was Easter. And so I was teaching them that Easter's not just one big day where you get to dress up and hunt for candy. It's actually 50 days. And they all said, 50 days? What? 50 days? Why? I said, well, because God loves us so much that Jesus lives. And 50 days is just really the beginning. I mean, we ought to celebrate that for the rest of our lives, and we do. But we celebrate Easter in the church for 50 days. That was the basic message. But then I kept going, and I did this little exercise with them where they made faces. I said, often in our lives, in our world, we get sad. Can you make a sad face? And the kids all went, you know, really sad face. And I said, sometimes in our lives, too, we get angry. Do you ever get angry? Can you make an angry face? And they all went. And I snapped pictures of them. It was really cute. So I took pictures of them. I said, and we get sad, we get angry. And we also, in our lives, in our world, we get scared. Can you make a scared face? Because, you know, we took a picture of that, too. But then I said, but because Christ is risen, because of Easter, we don't have to be sad anymore. We don't have to be angry anymore. We don't have to be scared anymore. Because of Easter, we can be all the opposite of those things. So we got to talk about opposites. What's the opposite of sad? They all said, happy. I said, make a happy face. So they all went, you know, and I said, you don't have to be angry anymore. What's the opposite of being angry at someone? Being loving. So they all made a loving face. They all looked at their neighbor and took a picture of that. I have 6 pictures that I'd love to share with you. But and then scared, of course. What's the opposite of being scared? They said it's being bold. It's being courageous. So that's really good. And then we sang Peace Like a River. And those verses, peace like a river, love like an ocean, joy like a fountain. They fit nicely, I thought. I was pretty proud of myself. And so... I thought it was a pretty nice lesson. And then at the end of preschool chapel, every time, another little acolyte comes forward after our little lesson, and that little acolyte receives a special little cross, and they put out the candles. And here's what I really wanted to tell you about. It's fun to share what we do at preschool chapel, but what I really wanted to tell you about is at the end of chapel, when I have them put out the lights, I always say, because it takes a little while, and the teachers, who are very reverent, most of our teachers are Roman Catholic, so they're very reverent, and I never told them to do this, but they teach the kids to do a little bow, and then they put out the candles very reverently. I always love that. And as that's taking a little time, I always say to the rest of the kids, Now, just because the lights are going out, just because the candles are being extinguished, does that mean God goes away? And all the kids say, no. And I say, does that mean God doesn't love us anymore because the lights are going out? They all said, no. And then we all sing together, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. We sing that here in this church on Sunday morning too. No. We talk about how the light of God shines and burns in our hearts, even when the candles go out, even shines and burns in our minds and in our souls. That light of Christ, it can never go out, because that's the risen Christ. That's the Easter message. It's so deeply a part of us that these are just lights. They just signify the end and the beginning of our worship time, but the light shines in us. And then, so that's the end of chapel, and then they all go bouncing out that door right there, out onto the playground. It's always wonderful, and I follow them over with the guitar, and we're singing still, and I say, God loves you, bye-bye, have a good day, God loves you, God loves you, and they go out the door. I hear our preschool children, our preschool, these are our kids, by the way, all these kids that I'm talking about, you might not know them, these are your kids. I hear our preschool's little shouts of no when I ask them about the lights going out. Does that mean God goes away? I hear their joyful little shouts, no! And I think about the Emmaus story that we have before us today. When Jesus vanishes from their sight at the end of the story. Did you catch that in the story? It's a really interesting part. Right when Christ breaks the bread, the two disciples realize who he is. It's like the lights go on. Maybe I should say Christ is remembered in the breaking of the bread. Oh, yeah, we said that last week. Oh, yeah. Christ is remembered in the breaking of the bread. But right in that very moment, he vanishes, the text says. It's really a strange thing. He vanishes, this Jesus who was with them through the whole day, who walked with them and listened to them as they were scared and concerned, who talked to them and taught them all through the day. And not just for the day, then he stays with them at their request. He stays with them into the night. What a wonderful image. And then they gather around the table. And suddenly, though, right when the bread is broken, he disappears. Right at the very moment it all comes together for them. Now, you might think that they would be sad all over again if that happened. I mean, they just figured it out. They just realize this is their risen Lord, right in front of their eyes, and then he's gone all over again. But friends, in our text, they are not sad at all. Earlier in the text, it said flat out they were sad when they bowed their head and they had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. But here, when the breaking of the bread happens, they are not sad at all when he vanishes from their sight. Isn't that interesting? Jesus disappears, and they are filled with joy. They say to each other, were not our hearts burning within us? Chapel time is over. The lights up here are extinguished, and they are filled with joy as they go out. At the very moment Christ disappears from our sight, we are filled with joy and peace because the risen Christ is alive and deeply a part of us. And so now we too get to go play on the playground that is God's world. The world's not such a horrible thing, a horrible place when we have our Christ is risen lenses on. Because of Easter, we don't have to be scared anymore. We don't have to be angry anymore. We don't have to be sad anymore. Because of Easter, because of all the candy we've eaten and the outfits we've worn, no. Forget all that. Because of Christ's resurrection, remember, we don't have to be scared or angry or sad anymore. Because of Christ's resurrection, we can finally be joyful and loving and bold to go out into this world and share the good news at the very moment that Jesus vanishes right before our eyes. Just because the candle goes out, does that mean God goes away? No. Does that mean God stops loving us because these go out? No, of course not. Just because Christ vanishes before our eyes, does that mean that we need to now get sad and scared and angry again? No. No, in fact, it is precisely at that moment of vanishing In the Greek, that word is aphantos, like where we get the word phantom. Right at that moment of vanishing, some translations say, right at that moment that he became invisible, that's the moment we know everything is okay. Children, at the end of chapel, that's us with the Easter story. We're those kids. The candles that are lit up here, this is just bearing witness to a much deeper reality. The candles can go out. The candles can go out. Does that mean God goes away? No, it doesn't. I'll light it again, don't worry. I'll light it again. This is just bearing witness to a much deeper reality. I love having preschool chapel or worship. We'll worship in the park and the wind blows out our candles. I love that because we need to be reminded of that too. Just because these candles go out, does that mean God goes away? Does that mean now we need to get sad and scared and angry? No, of course not. The deeper reality is what never goes out. Christ walking along with them, being with them in a visible way, that's just bearing witness to the much deeper reality that can never disappear. Here's a moment for us. We'll have this moment in a few minutes when we take that piece of bread. That bread which we believe and name over and over as the body of Christ. I stop saying your names when we do this, just so that I can say over and over, the body of Christ given for you, the body of Christ given for you, the body. We just over and over call it the body of Christ, Corpus Christi in Latin, or the sangre de Cristo, the blood of Christ in Spanish. Now we see it here in our hands, God's real presence, and then it disappears, vanishes before our eyes as we take it in. This is bearing witness to the deep, deep reality that Christ is alive and with us. We don't see it anymore, but it goes inside of us. God's body becoming deeply a part of our bodies. That's resurrection. So we don't have to be sad or scared or angry anymore, sisters and brothers in Christ. It's the same lesson today as with the children this week. Easter frees us from sin and death. And Easter frees us from utter sadness and debilitating fear and crushing bitterness. We left all of that at the cross. Remember during the Lenten season? We left all of that at the cross. We don't have to have that anymore. We let go of it all. We left it with Christ at the cross. None of that's true. Then Easter is really just about chocolate bunnies and pastel colors and eggs and more candy. But we are people of the cross. Easter frees us to be truly peaceful, truly loving, deeply joyful. Just like the song, I've got peace like a river. It just keeps flowing. I've got love like an ocean. We live right by the Pacific Ocean. We know how deep that ocean is. I've got joy like a fountain that just keeps coming up and coming up. Easter frees us to be peaceful and loving and joyful and courageous. Easter frees us to be courageous. We don't have to be scared anymore. We can be bold. We can boldly move out into God's world with our arms flung wide open, with our doors unlocked and our banners unfurled and our flags of unconditional welcome flying high and our hearts burning with unquenchable joy and mercy and forgiveness and peace like a river. There's nothing new and courageous about violence. That's an old story. Easter frees us to be bold, which is to be peaceful. Can we see Jesus? No, we can't. He's vanished from our eyes. But we're not sad about that either. The candlelight in the church goes out, but that's okay. Jesus is alive. What did the angel say in the tomb? He's not here. But we have this little light, you see. We have this little light that shines within us, this light of Christ that never goes out. So now we too get to bounce and skip and sing our way out the door of here as well. We get to go show and tell. Show and tell others what's happened to us on the road. We get to show and tell how Christ has been made known to us, too, in the breaking of the bread. Thanks and Easter praise be to God this day and always. Amen.
Amen.
Let's sing together number 377. Alleluia, Jesus is risen. And I want to invite you to pay special attention to verse 2, which is based on this verse for today. Walking the way, Christ in the center, telling the story to open our eyes, breaking the bread, giving us glory, Jesus our blessing, our constant surprise. I invite you to stand and let's sing that together.
Shepherd of the Valley, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon, and to learn more about our national church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day. Evangelical? That was terrible. To learn more about our national church body...
Start over.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No, not really.
Pretty easy?
Yeah.
You're good at it.
Woo!